The Seleucid Empire, 358 BC to 63 BC. Antiochus V and Demetrius I. So we're going to have a couple of kings this time. Antiochus V, known as Eupator, which means of a good father, was born 172 BC and died 161 BC. And he only ruled from 163 to 161. So he's a child. So we normally know what happens to child rulers at some point. His father was Antiochus IV. His mother was Laodice IV. And his regent was General Lysias. Now, Antiochus V was only 9 years old when his father died in Persia. General Lysias, who had been left in charge in Syria by his father, served as the child king's regent. Of course, they were challenged by other generals, and the rightful heir was still Demetrius, the son of Seleucus IV, who was still a hostage in Rome. The Roman Senate refused to release Demetrius because it aided Rome to have Syria ruled nominally by a boy and his regent instead of a 20-year-old Demetrius. So Antiochus V was appointed king by the Roman Senate with his protector, General Lysias, as regent. As soon as Antiochus V began his reign, an attempt was made to stop the Maccabean revolt in Judea. But the attempt ended in a weak compromise. What happened was, after a Seleucid victory at the Battle of Bethzacara and the killing of a brother of Judas Maccabeus, Eleazar Evarian, General Lysias learned that Philip, the confidant of Antiochus IV, and a man who originally had been entrusted with the upbringing of Antiochus V, was returning to the Syrian capital with the other half of the Seleucid army. Feeling threatened, General Lysias advised Antiochus V to offer peace to the Jews. And of course, the Jews accepted. But the Seleucid army broke their promise and then tore down the walls of the city of Jerusalem before leaving. So that didn't work out very well. Upon returning to Antiochia, Antiochus V found the capital under the control of Philip. Philip ultimately was defeated and the capital retaken. But now we've got trouble with Rome. The Roman Senate heard that the Seleucid kingdom kept more warships and more war elephants than were allowed by the Treaty of Apamea. It's 188 BC. That was done by Antiochus III. So an embassy of Roman officials was sent out to travel along the cities of Syria. They attempted to, first of all, cripple Seleucid military power by sinking Syrian warships. And second, by hamstringing their war elephants. General Lysias dared not oppose the Romans, but his lack of action enraged the Syrian people. And the Roman envoy, Gnaeus Octavius, who was consul in 165 BC, was assassinated in Laodicea in 162 BC. Then Demetrius managed to escape Rome and return to Syria, where he was greeted as the true king. So our boy king, Antiochus V, and General Lysias were then killed. So that gives us our new king, Demetrius I Sotar, or Demetrius I the Savior. His father had been Seleucus IV, his mother, Laodice IV. Remember, Laodice IV is all over this with all of these characters. And we talked about that a long time ago. Demetrius had been born in 185 BC. He will reign from 161 to 150 BC. And he dies in 150 BC at the age of 34 or 35. His wife was, yes, his mother, Laodice. They had three children, Demetrius II, Nicator, Antiochus VII, Sidetes, and Egonus. Laodice IV was the daughter of Seleucus IV and Laodice, and she was Demetrius I's sister. It's all complicated. The first marriage was to Perseus, king of Macedonia, this is Laodice, in 178 to 177 BC, and that produced Alexander, Philip, Andriska, and a daughter. Rome defeated the Persians in 168, and the Persians and the kids were kept in Rome. Perseus died in 165-162. Only Alexander is ever mentioned becoming a Roman public notary at some point. Laodice escaped the Romans, living with her uncle Antiochus IV and half-brother Antiochus V. After Demetrius I became king, he married Laodice, but were not sure if he could simply have been another woman with the same name. Around 160 BC, Demetrius offered Laodice to their maternal first cousin, Ariathes V of Cappadocia. But he declined. How insulting. And in 156, he and his brother Oropharenes of Cappadocia fought a civil war with Demetrius I by simply supporting one of his other brothers, who ultimately lost. A man named Alexander Balas now claimed the Seleucid throne and defeated Demetrius I in 150 BC, killing both him and his wife. Demetrius I defeated the Maccabees. He killed Judas Maccabeus in 160 BC. He saved the Babylonians from the Medes, and in turn they called Demetrius Sotar, which means savior. He temporarily reunited the Seleucid Empire in 160 BC by defeating King Timarchus of Media and dethroned King Arithanes of Cappadocia. So he did some good stuff. Demetrius I's downfall is attributed to a man named Heracleid, a surviving brother of the murdered leader Timaeus. He supported the claim of a boy named Alexander Balas, who claimed to be the son of Antiochus IV. Heracleides convinced the Roman Senate to support Alexander Balas. The Roman Senate just wants to keep everything in turmoil in this area. And ultimately, Alexander Balas invaded Demetrius' territory with a mercenary army. He landed and occupied Ptolemais and reigned as a rival Seleucid king in 152 BC. Maccabeus was selected as the high priest in Judea, and the Jewish forces joined Balas against Demetrius, defeating him and killing him later in the year. So that's our roundup of those characters. It gets really, if they would just marry another woman of a different name, it would make things a whole lot easier. At any rate, the sources for this are The House of the Seleucus by Bevan, The Land of the Elephant King by Cosman, and The Seleucid Army by Bar Kova. So I hope you enjoyed that. And as always, don't forget to come by the website, the new website. You've got to come by and see it, play around with it, and ask a question, leave a comment. Feel free to support us. You can actually, in the support button, pledge a monthly amount if that would work for you. And as always, thank you very much.